Adele?
Yep. Autumn shoved a handful of fries in her mouth, and Gia grinned. She really adored the pregnant version of Autumn. The fries might have been a distraction to buy her a moment to compose her thoughts, but Gia didn't care.
I feel like that's a big step for you, she said around her mouthful.
It is.
And I don't think you've ever volunteered information like that before.
No, I can safely say you never have. Autumn paused.
This one matters, doesn't she?
Gia sucked in air, hesitant to admit what she already knew. She nodded.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel like I'm falling for her, and it's all happening really fast.
Autumn beamed.
I can tell. Just look at you, Gia pet. You look like I do when I'm daydreaming about junk food.
What do I do now? Gia asked. I've never been here before. I need a map or a to-do list. I usually train for things I find difficult. How do you train for a relationship, for falling in love with someone?
Autumn reached across and covered the top of Gia's hand. That's the best part. There's nothing to do, no training required. Just enjoy it.
Except I have to surf against her. My mission in life for years now has been to be ranked number one. I've never been so close.
Yeah, that part's a little trickier, I admit.
So, about that manual?
I'm afraid you're going to have to fly blind, my friend.
Now I have a solid reason to worry about you.
Gia sighed and reached for a fry. She was worried, too. But the good overtook the concern in a welcome array of warm, sexy, and happy feelings that seemed to alternate moment to moment. She'd never felt more like Hadley in her entire life. The worry would just have to wait its damn turn.
So, how do you do it? Gia asked, sitting up in bed, pulling the sheet with her. It was late morning on a Saturday, which meant she and Elle could be lazy, take some time off, and enjoy the day. And each other. They certainly had the night before.
Oh, that could go a lot of different ways. How do I do what?
Elle grinned, reaching up and tugging lightly on Gia's hair.
Might have to be more specific.
The way you charm the public so effortlessly. I used to hate it. Now that I know the girl behind it, I'm impressed. Proud.
Elle smiled. That's a really nice thing to say.
Well, it's true. So, what's the secret? Because I'm clearly missing it. I come off like an idiot each time I open my mouth to those media types, even when I don't mean to.
You've never come off like an idiot. Even when I wasn't your biggest fan, I never thought so. You're just more reserved.
Elle walked naked to the back of her bedroom door to retrieve her fluffy white robe as Gia watched happily. Okay, what's the cure?
Elle came back to her, tying the sash as she walked.
Lots of smiling, lots of laughing, and honestly, the ability to listen and toss the ball back to them. Keep the conversation moving with a give and take.
Gia scrunched up her face. Can you explain that last part?
Mm-hmm. She leaned down, stole a kiss, and sat on the bed across from Gia. It's all about building rapport. Instead of answering a question and getting out of there, listen to what a reporter has to say and try to continue the conversation. Do what you can to make it last. Let's try it.
Gia balked, completely out of her comfort zone. No way, absolutely not. Ignoring her, Elle mimed an imaginary microphone.
Gia, as you struggle unsuccessfully to take down Master Surfer Elle Britton, what's going through your sexy mind?
Gia darkened and leaned into the microphone. That it's only a matter of time.
Nope, that's borderline brooding and too competitive, Elle said, dropping the microphone. Fail.
Gia laughed. But you're a really cute reporter. Are you available later?
Oh my god, yes!
Elle pointed at her as the corners of that fantasy-inducing mouth turned up.
You're doing it right now! More of that!
What? I was flirting with you.
Then flirt with them. It's all a game. You were charming and likable and had the most wonderful smile on your face as you laughed. That's how you sell it.
Worked on me. You're serious?
Beyond serious. And now I'm desperate to make out with you. That's how good it was.
Wow, that's more than I was... But she never got to finish her sentence, because Elle's lips were on hers, and the sash on the robe was pulled, and the rest of their morning spiraled into one Gia wouldn't likely forget. She loved Saturdays. With the Cascadia's Women's Pro lurking in just a couple of weeks, both Elle and Gia spent most of their days training with their respective coaches and their nights dining out, watching movies, and eventually falling into bed together. Sometimes they even skipped those first couple of things. Because they hadn't gone out of their way to be secretive about the time they spent together, photos and ridiculous headlines splashed across the trashiest of surf blogs about them. And suddenly Gia's requests for interviews had skyrocketed. Theo Trowbridge loved it.
Okay, so maybe now we pivot, he said to the two of them in his office. They exchanged a glance.
In what way?
Elle asked, leaning forward with a squint. Now that you're linked romantically in the press, we play up the sex angle a little more. No, Gia said adamantly. Their personal life was theirs, and she wasn't about to exploit their relationship to sell chips. It was becoming too important to her.
I agree with Gia, Elle said. That part of our story is off the table. We still compete against each other. Let's keep it about the sport.
Theo looked bored and drummed his fingers. Fine, if that's what you'd prefer. But for the record, it's me you should be thanking for your burgeoning love in the first place. You could show a little gratitude by keeping an open mind. Gia studied him out of the side of her eye. He looked way too pleased with himself. And why is that? He opened his mouth and closed it again, seeming to change direction. For putting you together on this campaign. Elle mulled this over.
I guess that's true to an extent.
That and the broken-down Jeep, he laughed. No, it wasn't a laugh. More like a childlike giggle.
Was this guy serious?
You screwed with my car? Gia asked, completely floored. Nothing major, just enough for you to need a ride. And I happen to know who was nice enough to offer one. He was still laughing at his own perceived genius. And let me guess, you called in the photographers who photographed us together? Bingo, he said gleefully. Which prompted the sex dream, which prompted the flirting, which prompted the holy hell sex life they were in the midst of, and cut to the deeper feelings. With her mind completely blown, Gia didn't know whether to deck the guy or hug him. Let's get one thing clear, she said, leaning forward across the desk. You're done playing God, and you're done with games. If you pull a stunt like that again, I walk, contract or not.
Elle smiled at her briefly in solidarity. I'm with Gia. It wasn't cool what you did, no matter what the outcome, Theo. He held up his hands and had the decency to look contrite.
You have my sincerest apologies and assurances that I will behave myself from this moment forward. I honestly never thought it would go any further than a ride home and some photos that might stir the publicity pot. I thought you might see the humor in it, given the happy ending.
We don't, Elle said.
I understand. Shall we discuss the final series of ads?
When they left the meeting, she and Elle walked to the elevator in silence. Once inside, they stared at each other from opposite ends of the car. So it seems our whole relationship was built on an advertising stunt, Elle said solemnly.
Gia nodded. We're a total sham.
A pause. Want to get frozen yogurt and walk on the beach?
Gia laughed and covered the distance between them until she was staring into gorgeous blue eyes. You sure you want to be seen with your corporately engineered girlfriend?
Elle pulled her face back in mystification. Hey, you just called yourself my girlfriend. Gia had heard it, too. She hadn't meant to make that leap, but somehow she had, and it was out there.
I'm sorry, it just came out.
Elle wrapped her arms around Gia's waist. I love that you said it. Don't you dare apologize. I think you just made my afternoon, too.
Gia shook her head at the stupid nickname, but it didn't distract her from the somersaults her heart was doing.
They were a legitimate item now, and as odd a story as theirs might be, she was really, really happy about it.
When Gia arrived at the resort in Portugal, she was greeted with full-on pandemonium, the likes of which she'd never experienced. She was a surfer, not a rock star.
Gia, can I get your autograph? I love the trainer's commercials. Oh my God, you guys are hysterical. Gia, Billy from Surfology, can we set up a one-on-one with you for tomorrow afternoon? Gonna win the whole thing, Gia? What's Elle have to say about that? Hey, your girlfriend's hot.
She hadn't so much as made it to the front desk for check-in yet, and already her life was a circus, and unlike any normal reception she was used to. She did her best to chat with each person, remembering Elle's unofficial media training. She smiled, she laughed, she lingered longer than felt necessary, and then she got the hell out of there, eager to catch her breath and regroup. Quite purposefully, she and Elle had made the decision not to travel together, knowing how much attention it would attract. In retrospect, Gia couldn't imagine it being much worse than the flurry she'd just encountered. They were, however, staying in the same room, which had her slightly on edge. Distractions during a tournament were never a good thing, and part of her process was to strip each and every one of them away. That was an impossibility when it came to Elle, as she consumed so much of Gia's thoughts lately. This was new ground. She'd have to improvise as she went. She found the room number and knocked twice.
"Who's there?" she heard Elle ask.
"Your favorite surfer," Gia said with a grin, knowing full well Elle would have already checked through the peephole before even asking.
The door opened, and the most beautiful girl she'd ever seen was standing there, smiling at her in jeans and a pink T-shirt. The wonderful tingle that smile inspired always amazed her.
"I haven't seen you in 2 days. Do you realize that? A sight for sore eyes," Elle said.
It felt longer.
"Get in here so I can say hello the way I want to."
Elle stepped aside to let Gia enter, and once she was safely in the room and the door closed, she caught Elle by the waist and hauled her in for a long and heat-inspiring kiss. The thing about kissing Elle was that Gia never wanted to stop. The warmth of her lips, the way they clung to Gia's, the way she tasted, the way her hair tickled the side of Gia's face, the way she murmured adorably into the kiss. It was a perfect package of everything Gia never knew she wanted. She kissed Elle in the middle of the room, up against the wall, and they worked their way to the bed, undressing as they walked.
"You're early in Heat 3 tomorrow," Elle said between kisses. "We need to remember to set 8 alarms."
"Good thing I brought 10.
More kissing and groping. Gia gasped at the way Elle tortured her relentlessly before lifting her to shattering orgasm. When Gia went to turn the tables, Elle held up a finger.
"No time. We're meeting my parents for dinner, remember?"
She did remember. 2 days before she was set to leave for the tournament, Gia had glanced down at her phone.
"Think you'd want to meet my family?" the text from Elle read. "They're coming to Portugal."
Gia held up the phone and looked around the table at her friends, who were halfway into breakfast club.
"Would you say it's a turning point to meet someone's family?"
Isabel glanced at Hadley, who glanced at Autumn, who glanced back at Isabel. Isabel set down her coffee.
"Got it. I'm nominated." She turned to Gia. "That's the big leagues, my friend. I didn't meet Taylor's parents until she was 100% certain I was her penguin for life."
Hadley looked at Gia.
"Aw, I think you might be Elle's penguin. That's so cute."
"So, what do you say? Do you want to be penguins with Elle?" Isabel asked with a smolder.
Autumn smiled at her supportively across the table.
"That's the thing." Gia reached for a sleeve for her coffee. "We haven't discussed penguins just yet."
"Yeah, but surely the penguin conversation is coming," Autumn said. "You guys are spending more and more time together. You get the faraway look in your eye all the time like you're thinking about her when she's not even here."
"That's because I am. I don't know how it happened, but that's where we are. I don't want to screw up the family thing. That could be disastrous."
Isabel smiled into her coffee.
"Good, then don't. Families can make or break you."
Hadley waved off the comment.
"Stop scaring her. Everyone likes you, Gia. You have nothing to worry about."
That's not true. There's definite worry to be had.
They glanced up to see Larry Herman, their ultra-uptight landlord, peering over them, holding a coffee.
Ms. Malone is not perfect. Her rent's not always on time.
I was 2 days late, Gia said. One time. He pushed up his 80s plastic glasses.
If a doctor's late for surgery, everyone dies.
They do not, Isabel interjected. That makes no sense. Do you even hear yourself when you talk, you weirdo? Hadley passed Isabel a look.
He's just being Larry.
Thank you,
Larry Herman said, standing a little taller. His cheeks dusted with pink right on schedule, his love for Hadley on full display.
Good luck, Miss Malone. You'll need it.
He walked away on that line. He heard the foreboding sentence play again as she sat in that hotel room in Portugal. Gia blinked at Elle, who'd started dressing for dinner with her parents.
I'm sometimes late on my rent, Gia blurted. Like 1 or 2 days. I just forget.
Elle paused, one arm frozen on the way into its sleeve.
Was there a segue that I missed?
I have my own issues, is what I mean. I come with flaws. And what if they don't like me for you because of them? What if they don't like me at all? You didn't.
She closed her eyes, terrified she wouldn't make a good impression. She wanted to so badly. For herself. For Elle. Elle softened and came and sat on the bed next to her. She gave her those earnest eyes that always stole Gia's breath.
Are you planning to blow off one of their greetings, or shoot them a competitive stare, or drop in on one of their waves?
Gia shook her head.
Not on my to-do list, that I know of.
Elle smiled.
Then I'm confident you'll do just fine.
She kissed Gia softly.
But we should get you dressed, because we're about to find out.
Chapter 15 Elle felt on edge. Not because she was afraid Gia would make a bad impression, not at all. But rather, because her parents would be meeting someone important to her for the first time. She hadn't introduced them to a significant other since her senior prom, when the corsage hadn't gone on right, and the photos had been a comedy of errors, and her dad had to drive them when the hired car hadn't shown up. It only heightened the intensity that, this time, she would be introducing them to a woman. Her mother had been surprised but supportive when she'd broken the news. Her father had said less. Though she knew inherently that he loved her very much and would be there for her when she needed him tonight. This was going to go well, wasn't it? It would be fine, just fine. She should suck it up and get out of her own head.
Oh, there's my girl,
she heard her father say as they rounded the corner into the restaurant. She held firmly to Gia's hand and passed her a supportive smile. And then there they were, standing in the entryway of Monterios, the high-end seafood restaurant attached to the resort. Her father wore a crisp suit that matched his gray hair, feathered back. Her mother had assembled her blonde locks into a pile on her head and looked elegant in a turquoise cocktail dress with a solitary diamond hanging around her neck. They looked happy, tan, and like the stereotypical California parents.
"Hey, you guys,"
Elle said, pulling her mother into a hug and then accepting a hug and kiss on the cheek from her father. "Been here long?"
"We had a glass of wine at the bar and headed over about 5 minutes ago," her mother said.
Elle turned to Gia.
"I want to introduce you both to Gia Malone. Gia, this is my father, Blake Britton, and my mother, Dee. They live in Laguna Beach."
She looked on as the three of them exchanged handshakes and pleasantries.
"You're a talented surfer," her father said. "Right on Elle's heels."
Gia looked off balance. It would be in her nature to say something competitive. It was what they did with each other. Instead, she pivoted.
"She makes it hard."
Her father wrapped an arm around Elle and smiled.
"That's my girl. Shall we go inside?"
Dinner got off to a decent enough start. Her parents were friendly. Gia was charming. The food was wonderful, and the restaurant quiet enough that they could all talk comfortably. That's when it happened.
"So, Gia," her mother said, cutting into a scallop, "are you seeing anyone?"
Gia went still. Elle swallowed the bite of chicken in her mouth before choking.
Mom, she said, setting down her knife and fork. Gia and I are seeing each other. You know that.
Her mother dropped her voice.
I know there was a kiss and a lot of hubbub about it, but I didn't know you were moving toward an actual relationship. That seems like a big leap.
Elle went numb. Her mother thought this was a phase. She'd been supportive while quietly waiting for it to pass. Elle met Gia's saddened, uncomfortable eyes and sent her a reassuring smile.
Well, we are.
Her father sat taller.
It's surely difficult, dating someone you're in such close competition with.
He directed the question at Gia.
I think we take that part one day at a time. Having a sense of humor about it helps. I think we both do.
Elle nodded. Definitely some razzing.
And you think that's sustainable? He asked them both.
I guess that's what we're hoping, Elle said.
Gia attempted a smile, looking nervous as hell.
And this is what you want?
Her mother asked, looking pained.
This is what I want, Elle said matter-of-factly, embarrassed in front of Gia and disheartened for herself. This wasn't like her parents, not at all. Her coming out had apparently hit them harder than she had realized.
Her father forced a smile as the waiter removed his plate.
Where did you go to school?
He asked Gia with a new level of scrutiny.
A high school?
Gia asked, thanking the waiter with a smile.
Where did you get your degree? He amended.
She glanced at Elle and back to her father.
I didn't go to college. I went straight away to the qualifying tournament, hoping to rack up enough points to join the championship tour. Which I see you've managed to do, he said. Elle took a similar route, but got her degree from UCLA at the same time.
Education is important, her mother said gently. Her father nodded.
It's everything.
Some people, however, are students of the world, Elle told them.
There was now a negative undercurrent to the entire conversation. The room felt tense, and Elle's senses moved into a heightened state.
I wish I had gone to college, Gia said quietly in explanation. It just wasn't possible at the time. I didn't have any help financially. My parents could never have afforded the entry fees. As you know, professional surfing isn't cheap.
It was her way of subtly pointing out that Elle had Britain money backing her, which was true. With the help of her parents, she'd been able to afford classes on the side, which had led to her degree in sports medicine. It wouldn't have happened otherwise. Elle was very much aware of that.
And what will you do when you can't surf anymore? How will you make your living then? He asked. That's a bridge I'll cross when the time comes.
Gia took a sip of her water, the vibrant color now gone from her face.
Could really come at any time if you think about it. Injuries change lives at the drop of a hat.
Dad.
What? He asked with a smile. We're just getting to know each other a little.
It's okay, Gia said to Elle.
I would imagine I'd turn to coaching. And you have the skill set for that?
I do. Elle couldn't take much more. Dinner was over, and she certainly didn't want to stay for dessert.
Mom, Dad, I've got an awful headache. Let me get the check.
Don't be silly, her father said. I'll take care of it. Go rest up for tomorrow. We'll be in the stands rooting for you.
Elle squeezed her mother's shoulder.
I'll look for you after.
She gave Gia a moment to say goodbye to her parents, took her hand, and got the hell out of there.
I'm so sorry, Elle said to Gia once they were alone on the elevator.
When Gia raised her gaze, the vulnerability Elle saw looking back at her left her struck, staggered.
That didn't go well at all, Gia said.
She wanted to argue, to reassure Gia and make her feel better. Unfortunately, she couldn't.
I was expecting so much more from them. They're good people, Gia, they are. You just wouldn't know it from tonight.
I know.
Gia blinked and pretended to study the lights on the ceiling. But Elle caught the welling of tears she was hoping to hide. Her heart ached for Gia, who had a much more tender side than she ever would have imagined just a year ago.
She'd grown to understand that Gia was a softy underneath it all, with very real and fragile feelings. She cared about other people and put the needs of those she cared about before her own. But right now, she was hurting, and that hurt Elle.
I guess it didn't go as well as I planned.
Gia smiled in spite of her tear-filled eyes. Elle took her hand. When they were together, they seemed to touch more than they didn't. She needed that connection now.
It's not your fault, okay? You were wonderful. It's theirs. They behaved badly. Apparently they have a lot to work through. Let me talk to them.
Don't do anything to make it worse, Gia said. Okay?
Elle nodded.
Okay.
Things felt tense between them the rest of the night. A distance cropped up. Gia recessed behind her self-made armor and didn't say a whole lot, and Elle wasn't sure what to do to close the gap that now existed between them.
"Does it bother you that I don't have a degree?" Gia asked finally, just as she was about to turn off the light for bed.
Elle tucked a strand of Gia's hair behind her ear.
"Not in the slightest. What bothers me is that you surf like a champion."
A pause. "I also think that's pretty hot." Gia nodded, offered a half-hearted grin, and kissed her softly.
"Good night."
No, no, no! Gia was screwed! Fucking screwed! She blinked at the scoreboard. She'd turned in a dismal combined score of 10.2 in round one of the tournament. Luckily, two of the three surfers competing would move forward to round two. She'd made it by 0.2 of a point. The conditions were utter perfection. The weather was on point, and she was in the best shape of her life. Yet Gia couldn't seem to get her head in the game, no matter how hard she tried.
"What was going on out there?" Elle asked, once Gia made her way back to the beach.
She offered a reassuring smile, but Gia could see the concern all over her face. She'd sucked, and not just by her own standards.
"I don't know. I just wasn't me. I wasn't taking risks, and then when I forced myself to be more aggressive, I bombed epically. Wiped out, lost all form."
"Okay, look at me."
Elle took Gia by the shoulders in a manner that said she meant business.
"It was a weird heat, okay? You're gonna go back out there in the next round, clear your head, breathe, and take it one wave at a time."
Gia nodded. "I can do that."
In her peripheral vision, she saw a number of cameras pointed their way and heard the telling click, click, click of a dozen shutters. Apparently, they had just served up another good photo op. She shrugged it off in annoyance.
"You're up in 20. You ready?"
"More than ready."
That's when Gia caught sight of Elle's parents in the surfer's reserved section, which meant they'd just seen her tank out there. Another chance to make a decent impression gone. Her muscles tensed and frustration flared. She shook it off and made a point to focus on Elle. It helped. Her encouraging face alone, her kind smile, made everything extraneous calm down.
"All right, go get him. I'll be watching."
Elle took the heat and easily advanced to round two, but not by the impressive margin she usually did. They were off, both of them, and it transferred to their lives outside of competition.
"So today sucked," Gia said, over what had been a quiet dinner so far.
Elle nodded.
"Tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow we kick ass."
She rested her foot on top of Gia's underneath the table, and they shared a smile.
"Damn right we will."
But Gia was out by round three, barely even making it there. Her surfing had come apart. She returned to the hotel room in tatters, not understanding any of it. She tossed her water bottle onto the bed with force. She was angry with herself, disappointed in the final results, and helpless to find a way to turn it all around. It would be near impossible to hold on to her number two ranking at this point, simply from a mathematics perspective. She'd fall to 3 or 4, depending on the outcome of the tournament she was now out of.
"Fuck!"
she yelled to the empty room. Elle went down in round four, not even a shot at the quarterfinals. She was dazed, in shock,
and furious with herself by the time she met her parents at the hotel cafe late that afternoon. Their faces held the disappointment she would have expected, and that sliced at her. She'd give anything for a do-over, a chance to surf the way she wanted to, the way she knew she could. She'd invested a lot in this tournament, imagined a triumphant outcome 1,000 different times, planned on that finals heat, on earning those much-needed points. And still, she'd let the whole thing slip through her fingers in the most embarrassing manner.
"It just wasn't like you," her father said. "I'll take a Pellegrino with 3 limes on the side," he told the waiter, with a smile that he promptly dropped when they were once again alone.
She nodded. "Can't agree more. I had a bad day." Lindy Ives, who she'd gone head-to-head with, had surfed a clean set in the fourth, but on any other day, she would have been no match for Elle. And that didn't even take into consideration her less-than-stellar performances in the heats prior. Something was definitely wrong.
"Have you kept up with your training?" he asked,
skepticism creasing his brow. She resisted the urge to snap at him, instead maintaining control of her voice. A deep breath, slow and steady.
"I most definitely have."
"I don't know if you want our opinion, but I'm just going to say it." Her mother set her teacup on the table with the most delicate of clinks. She met Elle's gaze.
"I think you let yourself get caught up with whatever you have going with Gia Malone."
Elle took a breath and let it out slowly.
"I don't think that's the issue."
"Hear me out, because I happen to know you very well," her mother said. "When something has your attention, you fixate like nothing else matters. Just think back to when you wanted that puppy we saw for sale in the supermarket parking lot." She turned to her husband. "When was that? Was she 9?
10, he corrected with a nostalgic smile. "You couldn't eat, you couldn't sleep. All you thought about was how much you wanted that puppy. Brought it up every day. Your grades fell."
"Please tell me you're not comparing Gia to a childhood whim, to a puppy I never got and hadn't thought about in years."
"The behavior's the same, and maybe this is another whim," her father said with annoying confidence. "She's not who I imagined for you, Elle, not even close, and that has nothing to do with sexuality. Are you willing to throw away your career for an exciting few months?"
"We're just worried about you," her mother said. "We love you so much, Elle, and want to make sure that your eyes are open."
"They are, and this isn't some tryst."
"All right, then, let's say it is more. What then?" her father asked. "Are you going to be able to handle the hit your surfing is going to take? Because I can all but guarantee there'll be more days like today if you're splitting your focus between yourself and your top competitor. That's a lose-lose every which way you look at it."
Elle felt like the world was shifting, because not only did his words anger Elle, they forced a trickle of terror down her spine. What if, by some slim chance, he was right? What if the connection she and Gia had forged was the very thing that was taking her down, and Gia right along with her? While their relationship was one of the most remarkable things that had ever happened to her, she'd spent her whole life working toward one goal, and she couldn't give up on it now. She wouldn't. Elle gripped the table, rejecting the unsettling idea and the implications that came with it.
"Just wait for the Rip Curl Pro," she said with a serenity she did not feel. "You'll see. This tournament was nothing but a fluke."
Her parents exchanged a defeated look. Her mother sighed. Her father shook his head.
"It's your life, sweetheart. You get to make all the decisions."
Elle was quieter than normal on the flight back to California. Gia gave her the space to think, go over the events of the past couple of days, as awful as they were. After losing in the fourth, she'd hold on to her number one ranking, but barely, as Lindy Ives finished second in the tournament, narrowing the gap between her and Elle, which was awful. If Gia couldn't top the leaderboard, the next best thing was that Elle did, the woman who had her heart.
"What do you think happened in Portugal?" Elle asked, still in defeat mode, as they drove back to Seven Shores from the airport. Gia was afraid to say what she suspected was the truth.
We were distracted.
She parked the Jeep and turned to El.
We're letting ourselves get caught up.
El nodded. In each other.
In each other. In the drama with your parents. In the crazy attention we pull from reporters now.
It's gotten out of control. Since the trainer's ad started running, attention from the sports media and bloggers had tripled. When their relationship had come to light, it exploded even further. All eyes were on them, and not just in regard to their surfing. They'd created a proverbial circus.
So what do we do? Elle asked.
I don't know.
They sat there in the car, defeated, before finally making their way to Gia's apartment. Along the way, the noise from Isabel's place snagged their focus.
Oh, I think we have to stop, Gia said.
Elle looked intrigued.
I'll follow you.
Not bothering to knock, Gia let them into the one-story unit and found Kate sitting on the floor, controller in hand as Ms. Pac-Man flew around the screen. Isabel and Larry Herman stood behind her, cheering.
She's a beast! Kate's broken her personal record!
Isabel yelled and flung herself into Gia's arms.
Hi! Glad you're back! Hey, I'll come in, quick! This is crazy! So crazy! I'm losing my shit!
Gia darted farther into the room and stared at the screen, noting the importance of such a feat. Kate, their up-and-coming Ms. Pac-Man prodigy, fairly new to the game, was wrecking shop.
Don't let the banana into the warped tunnel! Gia yelled. Fucking get it! Isabel yelled. Hurry, grab that bastard banana! Ms. Carpenter, oh no! Be aware of the blue ghost on the left-hand side of the screen!
Larry Herman said, with more intensity than volume. He pointed at the edge of the television.
Right there!
So, this is one of the retro video games you told me about?
Elle asked, a hint of a smile on her face.
The most important one by far. Ms. Pac-Man is a big part of our lives. She's everything.
I get that distinct impression. You guys are hardcore. Maybe even...
What a fucker!
Isabel yelled, slamming a throw pillow to the ground as if in the midst of a wrestling match. She threw her body on top of it. They turned to the screen to see Kate's Ms. Pac-Man shrink and shrink into a sad little death.
It's okay, Kate said, standing from her spot on the floor. I had a good run.
She may have gone down, but it had been an admirable fight that would up her high score on the refrigerator.
You killed it, Gia said. Update the board.
With a nod, Isabel headed to the fridge where Kate's level and score would be upped.
This is big, Gia said to Elle.
Elle nodded reverently.
Oh, most certainly. I can tell.
It seems weird at first, Kate said. But I promise, it's fun. Do you want to try?
Elle shrugged. What the hell? I like games.
Who are you?
Larry Herman asked, stepping between Elle and the television as Isabel handed her the controller.
Who is this, please?
He asked the room, as if this new individual were invading the stasis of his perfectly assembled Larry Herman world.
My girlfriend, Elle, Gia said. She's never played. He hesitated. All right, but you need to understand the importance of not letting the colored ghosts touch Ms. Pac-Man. She loses lives. And they will chase you, quite vehemently. You need to be prepared for that inevitability. Do you feel prepared?
Elle broke into a high wattage smile, the kind she charmed the world with effortlessly.
I do. Those are all very helpful tips.
Larry blushed on cue and stepped out of the way.
Hadley might have herself some competition, Isabel whispered to Gia.
Gia laughed. You should get in line.
Hey, sorry the tournament didn't turn out as you'd hoped.
Next time, trust me. Next time.
They fist-bumped and focused on Elle's atrocious first attempt at Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh, it was bad.
See, you want to go the opposite direction of the ghosts, Kate explained calmly.
Larry shook his head in disdain, crossing his arms in a huff.
Guess you can't be number one at everything, Isabel murmured.
It's a fun game, Elle said as they left the apartment a short time later. Not sure I have much future on the refrigerator, though.
but she was smiling and light-hearted, one of the qualities Gia loved most about her.
"Who knew you were such a nerd?"
she asked and bumped Gia's shoulder.
"Total nerd, with lots of dedication to the job."
Gia bumped her back. "You've been forewarned."
"Nerds aren't always so sexy."
"You are, though. What do you have to say to that?"
"I'll take it."
But she felt her cheeks heat.
"So lame. So easy."
"Look at that," Elle said, touching her face. "Look how easily affected you are by just a compliment."
Gia laughed and looked away. Her heart was full.
"Know what I could go for after traveling? A really hot shower."
Elle raised an eyebrow and Gia laughed.
"What?" Elle asked. "I'm doing the Gia. You always raise your eyebrow, just like this."
She offered a second, over-exaggerated raise.
"No, I don't. I don't know who you've been talking to."
"More like who I've been studying."
She hurried up the stairs.
"Shower is this way, if memory serves."
Gia raised her eyebrow.
"See, there it is. More of that, just like that. Now turn your head to the left. Give me sexy eyes," Elle said, mimicking the photographer from their numerous trainer shoots.
Gia chased her up the stairs as she screamed. 9 minutes later, the steam from the hot water had nothing on them. Elle had her up against the wall of the shower and at the mercy of her amazing mouth. With Elle's fingers pushing into her and her tongue tracing unbelievable patterns between her legs, Gia moaned low from her throat, grasping for something to hold on to, finding very little, until the release she craved came over her in an earth-shattering wash. Elle held her steady, then kissed her way up Gia's body, licking droplets of water off her as she went, until they stood face to face.
"We've been derelict. We've been letting showers go to waste," Elle said, breathless and looking pleased with herself.
Her blue eyes danced.
"For two people who excel in water, how did we miss this?"
"We won't ever again," Gia said. "I always thought shower sex was overrated. It's not. I should damn well apologize to the universe for my naivete."
She sucked in more air and reached for Elle, eager to get her hands on her and to repay the overly generous favor and then some. Elle swore when Gia's hand landed between her legs. They might have lost out in Portugal, but this was a glorious homecoming.
"It's been forever since we've dished. So tell me, if you had to categorize things with Gia, what would you say?"
Holly asked as they dragged their boards back to the shoreline. It was a beautiful Saturday that came with relatively calm waters, but they'd managed to get in a good couple of hours on what swells they could snag. It was the kind of morning Elle lived for. No competition, no judges, no coaches. Just the unhurried love of the sport alongside her best friend. Elle dropped her board and looked over at Holly.
"Surfing's over, and now we girl talk. I see how it is."
"Hell yeah, my two favorite things. I prefer them in that order."
For once, Elle didn't have that dreaded feeling that she was about to crash and burn. Bring on girl talk. This time she was ready and well-equipped.
"It's honestly more than I ever thought possible. I still can't wrap my brain around how well we work together."
"That sounds promising," which I already knew would be the case, as evidenced by the glow radiating off you like rays off the sun.
Elle smiled. "Is it that noticeable?" Holly shielded her face.
"Sweetheart, I need sunglasses."
Elle nodded, enjoying that her happiness was that obvious.
"What's the best part?"
Elle considered this.
"Knowing I have this amazing other person, who's nothing like me, by the way, to share everything with now. When something happens in my day, she's the first one I want to tell. No offense."
"I'm only partially offended. I'll accept second place in exchange for this whole new you. What else?"
"She makes me feel special. Has coffee waiting in the morning when I come out of the bedroom. If she makes herself a smoothie, she makes one for me, too, just in case. She sent me flowers yesterday."
"Flowers?" Holly practically yelled. "I never get flowers!"
"That's what I mean. She goes out of her way."
"And the sex is still good?"
Elle covered her eyes.
Oh my God, I don't have words to do it justice. I can't keep my hands off her, and I think it's mutual. I thought that, by now, maybe the newness would have worn off, but... Hall, it just gets better as we go.
I hate you.
I know, I hate me too.
I will punch you in the face.
Oh, you damn well should.
Holly sighed. But I'm also very happy for you, because it's about time. You deserve this.
Elle took a moment. But it's not perfect, the scenario.
Let me guess. There might be a little conflict of interest when it comes to your jobs.
Well, yes. I think we were both very aware of our rivalry, and if we ever forget, the media is right there to remind us. Not to mention, a chip billboard every 5 miles. But it might be more than that. I'm not sure yet.
You're gonna have to explain.
Elle stared off at the horizon and watched as the seagulls dove to the waterline, knowing that if she voiced her fears, it might actually make them true. Nonetheless, she needed to get them out of her head. Maybe talking to Holly would offer clarity. Gia's bombed the last few tournaments since we started up, and I crashed and burned at the last one.
And you're wondering if the relationship was part of it?
Elle nodded. It's occurred to me once or twice.
Whoa.
They paused as a rowdy group of teenage boys tore down the beach carrying boards.
Elle shook her head. It's probably something that's going to work itself out. Maybe it's even just a coincidence. A pause. She couldn't seem to leave it there. But what if it's not?
Then you'll figure it out, right? You have to. I don't want you to lose that glow.
Elle met Holly's gaze as fear crept in, making her feel smaller by the second. This is all I've ever wanted, to be at the top of my sport. I've worked my whole life for this. I can't completely lose my head and watch it fall apart now.
Have you said as much to Gia? What does she think?
We haven't discussed it fully, but trust me, she's concerned. She has to be.
Talk to her about it.
Maybe. We have the Rip Curl Pro coming up pretty quick. I gotta train my ass off if I have any hope.
Australia, huh? Well, all the coolest things happen down under. Holly winked.
Is that a euphemism?
Molly's mouth fell open. It's like you don't know me at all.
Chapter 16. The sound of Gia's heart beat loudly in her own ears. Too loudly. Round 3 of the Rip Curl Pro in Australia was playing out like a bad dream of the haunting variety, where everything seemed to happen in slow motion, but you had no means to correct anything or make a difference at all, no matter how hard you fought. She felt like her board was moving through molasses out there, and the more she realized it, the further into her head she fell. The worst possible place for her to be. She felt the tension from the crowd, and knowing Elle was out there cheering her on should have carried encouragement, but it only added to the palpable pressure that closed in on her more and more as each second ticked by. She saw her shot and went for it, increasing her power as she charged the wave. A big guy, too. She was up on her board, steady and strong. She turned to the left, shredding, spray on her face as she moved straight up through the lip. But her timing was off, and she got caught behind the wave instead of with it, and wasn't able to make the exit happen, disappearing with a mouthful of water she promptly spat out. Her leash yanked her back under, and she took in another mouthful. Fuck. She pulled herself to the surface just as rescue approached. She swore loudly and waved them off, grabbing her board and swimming the hell out of there. A one-maneuver wave wasn't going to bring the points. The clock was ticking, and she'd yet to land a decent ride. Priority ran out, and she shifted her attention to her competitor, Alia Foz, who seemed on fire today. She, too, went left, though her effort was a little more drawn out, the wind edging her forward, fueling her momentum instead of detracting from it. And then, bam, she found the perfect wedge section, held her form, and found her way out easily for the perfect ending maneuver. This wasn't good. Gia waited,
watching the clock for another shot to up her score. It never came. She set out for a final wave, but it totally fizzled before she so much as made any significant connection. Foz ended up a solid 13.2 combined score to her even 11. She was out. Again. With a solid lump in her throat, she carried her board, which felt heavier than it ever had, past reporters, fans, and friends, not saying a word to anyone. This couldn't be her new reality. It just couldn't. She walked the distance of her hotel room and back again, trying to work through the disappointment, the humiliation. Going over each moment of the heat second by second, she came to one very upsetting conclusion. She was screwed. This was not a fluke, nor was it the last tournament or the one before that.
"Hey," Elle said, entering the hotel room. "I know you must be pissed right now, but it's just a continuation of some sort of phase. You'll figure it out."
"Will I?" Gia snapped. She'd never spoken to Elle that way before, and hated that she did it now. The anger-laced adrenaline had hold of her and wasn't letting go.
It wasn't Elle's fault.
Except it was, even though it wasn't.
"You will," Elle said calmly, taking a seat on the bed. "We both will. What do you think happened today?"
"Just like we suspected before, I'm forgetting why I'm here. You're making me forget."
Whether she wanted it to or not, it sounded like an accusation. "How is that my fault?"
"I don't know, but just give me some space, okay? I need to just feel awful about myself for a little while." Gia paced the floor, finally falling into a chair and holding her head in her hands. She couldn't believe this was happening all over again. 3 tournaments in a row.
"It's not your fault," she told Elle finally, finding a modicum of equilibrium.
"Not intentionally, anyway. But it's like I'm not myself anymore."
"Yeah, well, I'm not either, okay? So what are we supposed to do now?"
"You're still in the tournament," Gia pointed out. "So I guess you'll surf and I get to watch you. Maybe that's how it will always be. I can be your cheerleader."
"You sound thrilled about that."
"It wasn't exactly how I imagined my life playing out, no."
"And you resent me for that. You can just say it."
Gia shook her head. "I don't want to."
"But you're thinking it."
Elle reached out her hand to touch Gia's face, but she moved quickly away. Elle took a moment, stunned. Gia felt awful. It had been a reflex, motivated by her hellish mood. But now it was like toothpaste you couldn't put back in the tube. She wasn't in control, and she was lashing out unfairly at Elle. "I'm sorry."
"Okay, would you maybe like me to get my own room? Give you some space?"
"Whatever you want," Gia mumbled. She couldn't seem to push past it in the moment, even for Elle, which said a lot about her level of devastation. With a singular nod, Elle began moving about the hotel room, folding clothes and layering them into her suitcase. Gia blinked. "Wait, I don't want you to go. You shouldn't have to."
"Which is it?"
Gia sighed at a loss. "Both. Neither. I don't know. A little out of my depth here." Elle straightened and turned to her, the hurt apparent on her face.
"I know. Me too. But maybe it's better for both of us if we gave each other a little breathing room tonight."
"Whatever you say." Moments later, Elle pulled her case to the door.
"We can talk tomorrow. I'm really sorry about the round."
And with a click of the door behind her, she was gone. Gia felt the loss immediately. She wanted to go after Elle, tell her she'd been an ass, pull her into her arms and not let go. Yet something held her back. She was falling for Elle, and quickly. Her heart was no longer her own, and at the same time, she watched her career crumble piece by piece in front of her. How much deeper was she willing to let herself fall before having to throw in the towel altogether, losing her spot on the tour? The questions haunted Gia. The uncertain future did. She had no clue which way was up.
Wakey, wakey, surf fans! This is Shoshana from Surfline coming at you with all the updates from the Rip Curl Pro you'll ever want in my hot little hands. And let me tell you, it was a doozy from down under today. The women, as always, were keeping it interesting. Lindy Ives advances to the final round in glorious style and will meet wildcard Heather Cho. In a surprising turn of events, number one, Elle Britton, went down in the semis. This means, win or lose, Ives takes the yellow leader jersey from Britton, who will now reside in the number two spot. Ouch. Tough break for a fan favorite. You'll get him next time, Elle. In the meantime, go Lindy! You earned that jersey.
Elle closed her laptop, deciding to maybe stay off the surf websites for a while. She was back stateside after the demoralizing loss in the tournament. Gia had gone home a day ahead of her. They'd kissed and talked briefly and left things on a positive note, but things felt markedly different now, and Elle didn't know how to fix it. Everything in her life was a giant question mark, and she was having trouble getting her brain to focus on something as simple as making breakfast.
"You home?" a voice called from her entryway.
She popped her head around the corner and smiled widely at Christopher, happy to see a friendly face.
"What, you don't knock? You think you live here now?" she asked playfully.
"I've been waiting for my key."
He strolled into her house looking handsome as ever, wearing salmon-colored shorts and a trim white polo. She was fairly certain he'd gotten laid recently.
"Glad you're back," he said, and kissed her cheek.
"Not exactly as victorious as I'd planned, but back all the same."
"Yeah, I was sorry to hear that."
He pointed at her floor.
"What in the world is that thing?"
"Foam roller, for my muscles before and after training. You work out, how do you not know this? You're getting one for Christmas." He picked up the long foam tube and examined it.
"Looks sexual to me."
She shook her head. "Such a guy."
"So, how are things?"
A normal answer would have been, "They're okay," or "I'm getting by." Instead, she went with, "I feel like my world is imploding. My relationship and my job don't seem to get along, and I'm caught in the middle and don't have a clue what to do."
"Okay, okay," he said, moving to her and wrapping his arm around her shoulders. "Sounds like you have a lot going on in there."
"You have no idea."
"Well, let's break it down," Christopher said. "Sometimes that really helps me gain perspective. It's like crunching numbers."
"We could try," Elle said, sounding pathetic even to her own ears.
"What's the most important thing in the world to you?"
"Surfing my best, rising to the top. It's been my lifelong dream. It was right there for, well, a few fleeting months, and now, gone. Poof."
"That sounds like it's weighing on you. And the new girlfriend, the other surfer?"
"Gia."
"What about Gia?"
"She's amazing. When we're together, I feel 50 times lighter, and I look forward to seeing her again and again. But we're both paying for it dearly because of the toll it's taking on our scores. It's adding a whole new layer of tension, and I hate it and have no idea what to do."
"It's a legitimate problem. There are football players who won't have sex during the playoffs because it takes them off their game. Some avoid it for the entire season."
She laughed. "I'd like to think I'm a little more complex than just that."
"But maybe not. Cut yourself some slack. It's a common problem for athletes."
She sobered, understanding it was time she faced that reality. "If that's the case, then what?" She resisted the urge to throttle something, because this was so not fair. For the first time, she was with someone she had honest-to-goodness feelings for, who she thought about constantly and planned her proverbial future around. And the matchup came with these kinds of consequences?
"I don't envy you," Christopher said.
"It's a Sophie's choice that I'm not prepared for." His eyes carried sympathy.
"What can I do to help?"
"Feel like listening? Take me out for sushi and listen to me lament my long list of problems."
He pulled his keys from his pocket. "I'll drive."
As they walked to his car, Elle's phone buzzed in her pocket. A check-in text from Gia.
"You doing okay? Thinking about you. Miss you."
While her heart fluttered pleasantly at the sight of Gia's name, her warring emotions took hold.
You ready? Christopher asked, car door open.
Yeah, let's go. She hesitated, then shoved the phone and the unanswered